This episode contains content that may be triggering for some listeners.
Everything that the enemy took away from me, Christ has given back. I'm praying for the Holy Spirit to let you know that in Christ, there is healing, there is restoration, there is redemption and justice.
Welcome to the Jesus Storybook Bible Podcast, a place where we remind you that grace can rewrite any story, that hope shines a light through our darkest moments, and that God's love changes lives. Here's your host, New York Times bestselling author, Sally Lloyd-Jones.
Hello, I'm Sally Lloyd-Jones, author of the Jesus Storybook Bible, which tells the story of God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. Welcome to the show. There's this beautiful place in the Bible where God makes this incredible promise to us. It's in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, and it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." But it's hard to hold on to that when your life is crumbling around you, when you're suffering, when everything is going wrong. And yet, that's the exact time when we need to hold on to it most. When my nephew was about 7, he was struggling at school and feeling stupid and hopeless and like nothing in his life was going well. And I wanted him to cling to that truth. So I wrote this entry for him. It's from my book, Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing, and it's called Life Raft. Does it ever seem to you that nothing in your life is right? When things go wrong, God knows we might start to wonder, does God care about me? Can he do anything about it anyway? So God makes you this promise to hold on to, a life raft for his children in a storm. I am not hurting you. I have a good plan for you and a bright future for you. I am planning unending good for you in your life. Things are not always as they seem. But God is always up to something big, always up to something good. Our guest today can attest to the truth of that promise in her own life. She was just a little girl when she faced terrible abuse that would scar her and lead her to question everything she knew about love. But at her lowest point, the God of love broke through all her tears and brokenness and suffering and rescued her. Rosie Rivera is an international speaker and best-selling author of 3 books, including God is Your Defender. She's co-host of a marriage podcast called The Power of Us. Rosie shares with us how God transformed her pain to peace when at last she surrendered her pain to him. In a beautifully redemptive story that only God can write, Rosie, who was robbed of her voice at 9, now uses her voice to give hope to fellow survivors of abuse. Rosie shares with us humbly, courageously, and vulnerably, encouraging us to know that no matter where you find yourself, no matter what has happened to you, whatever you're going through, there is hope. God will bring you through it. He will help you. He will rescue you. So without further ado, please welcome my friend, and now yours, Rosie Rivera.
My name is Rosie Rivera. I'm the youngest of 6. They are entertainers. I guess we're all entertainers. But in my heart of hearts, more than doing social media or hosting a podcast, I am an evangelist. I was blessed to have an amazing childhood despite all the things that could have happened. My parents were immigrants. So we went through a lot of poverty. And so my parents were building their life, but I had no idea there was anything lacking because there was so much love. My dad told me I could be anything that I wanted and he'd support me on it. So my childhood was great, except for the fact that I went through sexual abuse from the age of 8 to 11. He wasn't only a brother-in-law, he was seen and respected as a brother. And Well, needless to say, I stopped dreaming about being an astronaut or a teacher or a judge, anything else. It was just survival. So by the time I was 13, I was severely depressed. I had gained 50 pounds in a year trying to protect myself. There was just so much pain. So I finally decided I'm going to speak up. So I told my sister that day. And I thank God that, one, he gave me the strength and the words, and two, that she believed me immediately, even though it destroyed her heart. My whole family, my brothers, my mom, my dad, immediately believed me. With all the pain that they were going through, they were supporting me, and we made a police report immediately. I wish I could tell you that that was it, that speaking up took all the pain away and resolved everything, but it kind of opened up that Pandora box. But my family didn't let go of me, despite my teenage years of like abuse with substances, alcohol, drugs, just partying, a lot of darkness, a lot of attitude, a lot of anger. They held on to me. They didn't let me go. And they believed I'd make it out, even when I didn't. Everyone else has rejected me. If I could, I'd reject myself. But after all I've done, God, if only God knew what I've done, he wouldn't want me. And that's when I had to make my decision. Was I going to keep running? I had tried everything to ease the pain. I had tried everything to find love and peace. And I couldn't find it, not in money, not in power, not in my family's last name, not in my grades, not in alcohol. I just couldn't find it. So I said, what if I give it a shot? What if I just try it? So I'm going to be brave. And that's when it clicked. This is true courage. And there in that place, he met me, not only physically, but emotionally. And so I called my mom the next morning and I said, hey, mom, I'm going to church. And when Christ found me at 25, it was my mother's words that were in my ear. God loves you and he accepts you and he receives you no matter who you are, what you've been through. And I gave my life to Christ at 25, and I haven't looked back. He does understand you. He does understand betrayal, rejection, injustice. He definitely understands pain. And it still leaves me in awe that he can love someone like me. In my home, it is super important to me to always speak about Christ and read the Word. So my kids and I have this tradition, and I did it with my 21-year-old, and now I'm doing it with my 10 and 6-year-old. When we're headed to school, we read a proverb. My daughter reads it as I drive, and we ask, what do you think it means? What's this for? And, you know, and they get it, and they like it. They're not complaining about it like, oh, here we go. No, it excites them. If you teach them, they see how much you love Christ and how real he is in your life. They're going to adapt to that. They're going to inherit that. So it's my way of sharing the word, of having discussions. And now for story time, having the Jesus Storybook Bible is going to be even better because now they can read it too. It's the foundation of their life. This is a passage from the Jesus Storybook Bible called The Beginning, A Perfect Home. From the Song of Creation, from Genesis 1:2. In the beginning, there was nothing. Nothing to hear, nothing to feel, nothing to see. Only emptiness and darkness and nothing but nothing. But God was there, and God had a wonderful plan. I'll take this emptiness, God said, and I'll fill it up. Out of the darkness, I'm going to make light. And out of nothing, I'm going to make everything. Like a mommy bird flutters her wings over her eggs to help her babies hatch, God hovered over the deep, silent darkness. He was making life happen. God spoke. That's all. And whatever he said, it happened. I was so loved, I just didn't realize it. I couldn't see it. It had to begin with allowing God to love me, letting him in to those dark places, your anger, your emotions don't scare him. You can go ahead and tell him. You can surrender and give him all the ugliness. Come as you are. He's going to receive you, and he is not going to fail you. And I pray that you find a community along the way.
You can get the Jesus Storybook Bible wherever books are sold. To find out more about the book and all of Sally's other books, please visit Sally at sallyloyd-jones.com and follow her on Instagram at sallyloydjones and at jesus_storybook_bible.
Before we go, don't forget, God loves you with a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. Oh, hello, it's me again, Sally. I'm just popping back briefly to say two things. The first thing is, don't forget to subscribe to the show, because that way you'll get the stories straight to your phone. And the other thing is, while we're at it, would you rate the show and leave us a review? That would be so great, because it helps other people find the show too. I really appreciate your help. Thank you.